What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today. Where, gonna be honest, feeling good. Phils get their 53rd win on the year. They get their 16th series win of the season over the Detroit Tigers over the last 3 days. It's great. But also, you know, I just read a MLB.com headline that said Phillies series win soured by Spencer Turnbull's injury, which is very unfortunate. Going to get you updated on the latest with the Spencer Turnbull injury. He went 3 innings today, threw about a little over 35 pitches, and Spencer Turnbull with some right shoulder soreness that he said it himself, something about Detroit that he gets really unlucky there. You know, maybe it's coincidental, maybe it's not. He said he feels like he's cursed. We're going to get into that in a little bit for sure. We have to talk about what Turnbull's injury could mean for the rotation. If we're not sure yet Turnbull's injury, we're going to find out in the coming days, but we'll talk about what it could potentially mean for the starting rotation going forward. So a little bit of a recap for you. I know it sounds negative, but at the end of the day, Phil's still, you know, in the driver's seat as far as their record goes in the National League, one of the best teams in baseball, still 53 wins. But let's recap yesterday's game. Top of the first, Phil's had a chance to really pour it on in the first, but we're only able to get a run in the first inning. Kyle Schwarber would score on a Nick Castellanos ground out. Bottom of the first, half an inning later, an old friend, Matt Vierling, hitting a solo home run to left field. 1-1 at the end of one. Top of the fourth, Brandon Marsh. Big day from Brandon Marsh. Two-run homer to left field. He goes oppo. 3-1 Phils at that point. Top of the fifth, Marsh again. Two RBI single that would bring home both Nick Castellanos and Bryson Stott. They would both score 5-1 Phils. All they would need, honestly, after the Marsh homer, but definitely get a cushion there in the fifth. Top of the eighth, David Dahl, sack fly. Bryson Stott scores 6-1 Phils. Bottom of the ninth, Jose Alvarado comes in to get the job done. He does just that. He doesn't give up a run on an Andy Ibanez RBI single. Matt Vierling would score. 6-2 Phils. And then Wensiel Perez strikes out swinging to end the ball game. Again, like I said, 6-2 Phils win. And they get their 16th series win of the year at this point. So Phils do a good job taking 2 of 3. Takeaways from yesterday's game. Number one, huge day from Brandon Marsh. And it's big for him because since he's come back, Brandon Marsh has not been good since he's come back from injury. But today, huge day. 4-for-4 homer, 4 RBIs. So you get a big, big day from Marshy, who has been struggling since he has come back from injury in 30 plate appearances since, you know, before today's game and since he had come back earlier this month. 185, 267, 222 slash line. Not great for Brandon Marsh. Also a 489 OPS. So hopefully this is the start of Marsh, you know, coming back and being Brandon Marsh because they need him. They need him, especially towards the bottom of the lineup. I mean, honestly, not a bad thing to say about your lineup when Brandon Marsh, you know, is hitting, what, 6th, 7th, 8th in the lineup. It's not such a bad thing to have, but we want Marsh to get back to, you know, what he was before injury and what he's been for the Phils last couple of years, which is an above-average OPS guy who can play, you know, a good outfield. And that's what you want. That's what he's been for this team. So I think today was really encouraging for the Phils and for Brandon Marsh, especially on the opposite field bomb. Anytime, I said this about Bryce Harper, anytime you're hitting the ball squarely like that and going with power to the opposite field, like that means that you're locked in. And Brandon Marsh was locked in today, and hopefully he's going to carry that in to the next series against Miami. Second takeaway from this game, big day from the bullpen. Three hits, only one earned run allowed in six innings pitched of work. And you're asking a lot of your bullpen. Like, let's be real, Spencer Turnbull was expected to at least get to, I think the limit he had was somewhere around 75 to 80 pitches, maybe a little lower than that, between 70 and 80. Not 100% sure of the exact number, but the bullpen was not going to be asked to come in and, you know, the fourth inning and have to mop up the entire rest of the game. But the bullpen did just that. And they didn't necessarily have to do the job that they did because the Phil's offense did enough, mostly Brandon Marsh. But Gregory Soto, inning of work, couple of strikeouts. Jose Ruiz, inning of work, couple of strikeouts. Matt Strom only allows one hit. Orion Kerkering, nothing. No hits, nothing. Jeff Hoffman, doing what Jeff Hoffman's done all year, nothing. Jose Alvarado, you know, a little bit shaky, but didn't need him to be perfect. Didn't need him to come in and strike out the side in order for them to win this game. They asked him to come in, and, you know, if he gives up a run, even if he gave up a second round, which wouldn't love, still doing your job if you're Jose Alvarado. So everybody from Soto to Alvarado doing their job. And again, it's a tough thing to do when your starter goes out after the amount of time that he goes out, you know, not necessarily, you know, again, like I've already explained here. So very good job by this Phillies bullpen to maintain, you know, the lead that they had through that entire game. It was just an all-around great win for the entire team today. So big day from Brandon Marsh, big day from the bullpen. You know, Spencer Turnbull in the three innings of work that he had before the bullpen came in, he did a good job too, only one earned run in three innings pitched by the former Tiger who threw a no-hitter, you know, once upon a time 3 years ago for Detroit. So good job overall by the Phils today to get the 6-2 win over the Detroit Tigers and take 2 of 3, which is all you want from your team right now as they continue to roll into the month of July and four more games before you get to the month of July. But so takeaways overall. Well, actually, before we get to those takeaways from the Tiger series, I want to talk about what Turnbull's injury means for this rotation. So he has the right shoulder soreness, and we don't know all the details yet on Turnbull's injury. It doesn't sound too bad. It doesn't sound like he can miss more than a few starts so far from what I've read and listened to. Doesn't sound like there's much to the right shoulder injury when it comes to Spencer Turnbull, but there is a possibility that he could miss one start, and the person that would be in line for that is somebody that in this series had his major league debut and had a 1-2-3 inning in a relief appearance, and that was Michael Mercado, who has been absolutely nasty in the minors for the Phils this year. I believe he had an ERA under 2 to this point. Michael Mercado is supposed to be the guy that's next in line if Turnbull isn't able to make that fifth spot start. So it looks like it's going to be Michael Mercado, but also I think through the turn through the rotation that the next time they get to the fifth starter, they have a day off. So you have your options here where you could go through, you know, the rest of your rotation and not have to get to the fifth starter until the next turn through the rotation, if that's what they choose to do. So either it's going to be Mercado, or maybe they just take the turn through the rotation next time around. They don't even have to do that, because I think if we're up to the Phils, I think they wouldn't necessarily want Mercado to make that start. I think they would rather have, you know, Turnbull come around next time, or if Walker's able to pitch. I mean, either Walker or Turnbull. That's what it's been this year. So that's what it's looking like. Either Mercado, or they skip that next start in the rotation because they're off Monday. So we shall see what happens, but could be Mercado. Takeaways from this series against the Tigers. Like I said, 16th series win of the year. You only lose the Rangers start. You only lose the Rangers start. And Ranger, honestly, besides that fifth inning, was really good. So not even, we'll get to Ranger in a second. But Ranger, you only lose that start.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tarek Skubal? No big deal. Look, Skubal has been one of the best pitchers in baseball this entire season. So it's no biggie. You lose that second game in the series. You would always like a sweep, but Tarek Skubal has been one of the better pitchers in baseball this year, and he shut down the Phillies this week. He did. He won seven, only three hits, a walk, seven strikeouts, has shown why he has been one of the best pitchers in baseball this season. So for the Phils to get to Casey Mize the way they did in game one, and for Nola to have the start that he did in game one, and for the way the bullpen did their thing in game three, and for the way the offense did their thing in game three, that's what you can ask for in this situation. Second takeaway, how about Bryce Harper? My goodness, Bryce Harper has been unbelievable. He was unbelievable this series. First game on Monday, 3 for 5, a double, a homer, 5 RBIs. Game two, 2 for 4, a double, a homer. And he keeps his hit streak alive yesterday, going 1 for 4 with a walk. So Bryce Harper has now entered, for sure, I mean, it's between Harper, it's between Shohei Ohtani. With Mookie Betts out now, it is between Harper and it is between Ohtani for MVP. We'll love to know your thoughts. Tweet me at @Rojas_media_. What are your thoughts? Is it Bryce Harper? Is it Shohei Ohtani? I'm sure most of you, by bias alone, will probably say Bryce Harper. That's not a dig. It's just the truth. That's not a dig. And honestly, probably right now, and I didn't even realize this till I just read this recently, no DH has ever won MVP. I thought a DH had won MVP in the past, but no DH has ever won. I thought Ortiz maybe had won. David Ortiz had maybe won a Most Valuable Player award, but he has not himself. He has not. I think it was a World Series MVP, but Ortiz has not won an MVP. So no DH has ever won. I'd probably lean Harper right now more than Ohtani, just because Harper plays first base and he plays it well. He's played it well this year. I think it'd be different if maybe Harper played outfield or played first base and was bad. But the fact that he's playing first base and he's playing it well with the offensive numbers, I'd probably lean Bryce Harper right now. Probably. But it's very close. Very close. I mean, Harper is putting up unbelievable numbers this year. 20 homers, 300, 400, 500 slash. I mean, the OPS out of this world like it always is. So Bryce Harper looking to have a better season than he had in 2021 when he did win MVP. I'd probably lean Harper, but I would love to know your thoughts out there right now. It is close. Otani's having a monster year at the plate. Cannot be taken away. Does have a whole 1 point higher WAR than Harper. I'm just saying. I'm not saying WAR is the end-all be-all. Not saying, but it's pretty insane. So I'd probably lean Bryce, but just curious. What are your thoughts on the MVP race? Takeaway number three from this series, Ranger with the mediocre start. Ranger was not... Honestly, Ranger was good besides the fifth inning. It was only the fifth inning that Ranger was not good, and there was an error in that inning too, and it's unfortunate, but you know, bad innings happen. Bad innings happen for great pitchers. And so Ranger was really good in that second game, just besides the fifth inning. It looked like it was going to be a really, really, really good pitcher's duel, and it was for much of those 6 to 7 innings. But unfortunately, Ranger has the fifth inning that he has, and the Tigers were able to put up 4 runs on the board, and that's all the Tigers would need that day because Tarek Skubal was on the mound on the other side. So Ranger, not worried. Mediocre start, but it was really only a mediocre inning, and that's it. But, you know, look, I'm not going to – I feel like we could have said this a lot about Aaron Nola, you know, within the last couple of years. And you got to treat guys fairly, right? Treat guys fairly. So Ranger, overall, doesn't do it often, though. Doesn't do it often. So Ranger gets a bit of a pass. Nola, you know, a couple of these past seasons, he would do it like every other start. So unfortunately, Ranger was not the best fifth inning that made his start look a little worse than it was. But not worried about Ranger. I think we all know how great Ranger has been this year, and he's going to continue to be great as we move along. So preview of the next series as we head into the 28-52 Miami Marlins, owners of last place in the National League. Dating back to May is when the Phils played the Marlins last in mid-May. They took 2 of 3. So tonight it's going to be a 6:20 p.m. Eastern time start. It's going to be Trevor Rogers versus Zach Wheeler. Tomorrow, another 6:20 start time, it will be Kyle Tyler versus Christopher Sanchez. Saturday, 4:05 start, Rodery Munoz versus Aaron Nola. And then lastly, on Sunday at 1:35 p.m., it'll be Yanni Chirinos versus Ranger Suarez. I'll be at the game on Saturday. I'm excited. Taking my mom for a, we'll be sitting out in right field. She loves Nick Castellanos. So we'll be a couple rows behind Nick Castellanos, and my mom will be able to, you know, potentially get a ball from Casty. I don't know, Casty, you know, if you're listening, you know, throw my mom a bone. Get her a ball. You know, that'll make her year. So why not? We'd appreciate it. Look, they're playing against your hometown team. You know, you got to be feeling good. And, you know, do us a favor. I'll be out there and write. We'll be out there and write this weekend. So on Saturday for the 4:05 start, we'll get to see Aaron Nola. Players to watch for this weekend's 4-game set. Marlins, I'm going to say for the Phils, you know, going against the Marlins, Trevor Rogers. Because last time the Phils faced Trevor Rogers, they lit him up in a couple of innings of work. And I would love for the Phils to get the offense started tonight. I know you got Wheels on the mound, but why not just give Wheels like a 10-run cushion early? Why just do it? So Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Marlins. I think it'll be important for the Phils to get it going in Trevor Rogers. On the other side, Phillies, I'm going to stick with Brandon Marsh talking about, you know, him for much of this podcast episode. I would love this for Marsh just to continue, you know, maybe to build off of yesterday's game. Would love for Marsh to just continue to get a hot streak going. He didn't look so good coming back from injury, but, you know, you're injured. So, I mean, it takes a second for players to come back from injury, but I think it would be great if Marsh got it going for this offense and in the outfield as well. So Brandon Marsh, my player to watch for the Fightins.
Injuries and moves update you on. Obviously, I updated you on earlier on the Turnbull injury. We're not sure yet. We'll be continuing to keep you updated on that injury in the coming days here on Phillies Today for Sports Radio 94 WIP. Junior Marte is optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley. And this is after he's activated from the 15-day IL, optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley prior to the Phillies game against the Tigers on Tuesday at Comerica Park. So he had been dealing with right shoulder inflammation, and he began a rehab assignment with AAA Lehigh Valley way back about a month ago. And Marte had allowed 13 runs, 9 earned on 20 hits and 7 walks over 11 innings in 10 outings. That, according to Phillies.com. Appreciate you as always. Cody Clemens have been dealing with some low back spasms. Back is fine, according to Rob Thompson, but he wants him to get some work out there in left field. Wants him to get some work out in left field as he's trying to platoon some players between, you know, your Whit Merrifields, your David Dahls, who played today, your Brandon Marshes, who's been playing. It looks like he's probably been playing more center field, I would believe, going forward. But looks like Cody Clemens doing well. But Rob Thompson wants him to get some more work down there in the minors, in the left field. Tyler Walker, latest update with his right index finger inflammation. According to Rob Thompson, this is quote, and this is according to Phillies.com, I don't have a sense of how far or when he's going to throw the split, you know, the splitter, Thompson said yesterday, but it sounds like the finger is doing better. We're doing some weighted ball stuff to try and increase the velocity and get him on a velocity program while we can, and hopefully that helps. But he feels good, so that's good. And there you go. So that's, you know, if Taiwan's feeling good, that's good moving forward. So Taiwan Walker, that is the latest on his injury. So expected return still to be determined. We don't know exactly yet, but looks like he's making some progress. So that is going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Looking forward to getting down to the ballpark this weekend against the Miami Marlins. As I have a 4-game set here. I mean, you would love to take 3 of 4. You would love to take 3 of 4. Took 2 of 3 from the Tigers. The Marlins have been really bad this year, 28-52. So the Phils looking, you know, take 2 of 3. So that is going to do it for me today's Phillies Today episode, Francisco Rojas. And I'll talk to you guys soon.